Hi, this is Gail Fitzgerald, and welcome to the Five Treasures of 2012. Just before 2012 began, Source gave me a message to fasten my seatbelt, as 2012 was going to be an amazing ride, and it certainly has been so far. I am delighted to share with you today the five treasures of 2012. The first treasure is change, positive and progressive change. Numerologically, 2012 reduces to a five, and five is the vibration of progressive change. We are at a time where the earth is shifting in vibration, moving upward at record speed. This is causing the old energy and the old ways of doing things to no longer work in the same way. So there is a tremendous amount of change coming in. And as the earth is shifting in vibration, it is calling all of us to go to our next level of purpose. So it is important to allow the winds of change to gracefully blow through your life, to allow the new to come in. Think about what no longer works in your life. Maybe it is a relationship, personal or professional, that has to go, or a new way and pattern of relating has to come in. Maybe you are being called to change jobs or careers. Maybe you need to move. Maybe you need to work less and have more downtime for regeneration and creative pursuits. However change takes place in your life, look at the signs that the universe is giving you. What is no longer working for you? What needs to be released or somehow regenerated? The second treasure of 2012 is manifestation. Our abilities to manifest are increased. Very powerfully, our ability to manifest is happening at an accelerated rate so that what we think about can actually somehow come to be in the material world or in physical reality. So it's important to understand that each thought, each intention, each decision holds a lot more weight than in the past. And with that in mind, it's good to take at least a few minutes or a few moments every day and visualize your dream life. Allow your heart to dictate what it is that you would love to see in your life. Because this is such a powerful time for manifesting that we can allow this power to do a lot of the heavy lifting in our life so that we can see the results that we would like to see quicker. Now, five is also the vibration of detachment. So it's good to visualize what it is we would like to see happen and trust that what happens really is for the highest good. So to have the intention as you're visualizing to say this or something better and visualize that, then allow that thought to release and surrender it to Source. Trust that you will receive what's for the highest good at the right time. The third treasure of 2012 is self-expression. Five is the vibration of communication, and 12 reduces to a three. Three is the vibration of self-expression. It's really important this year to put out a new look, a new image, to have a fresh appearance out into the world, both personally and professionally, one that mirrors more of your higher self. So for business, this could be new promotional materials, new way of advertising, a new way of networking. For personal, this could be a new haircut, for example, buying some new clothes. The image that you put out into the universe at this time holds weight. It influences the energy that you will attract. So put out the energy via your appearance, your image, as well as your work's appearance and image. Put that out there based on the energy that is more resonant to who you truly are and what you want to attract. As the third treasure of 2012 is self-expression, if you want something, it's good to put it out into the universe to communicate it. So, for example, if you're looking for a job in a particular field, it's good to say that. It's good to tell people that you know in that field that that's what you're looking for, or maybe you may run into somebody and you just have in your heart a feeling to say something, oh, I'm looking for a job in public relations. If your heart's telling you to express it, it's good to express it because you never know who that person would know. Because this is the year where things can happen more effortlessly if we allow our heart to guide us. The fourth treasure of 2012 is stillness. It's interesting and paradoxical. Everything is happening so fast. At the same time, the 12 energy in 2012 slows some things down. This is the vibration of retreat and serenity. So while some things will speed up really fast and change will come in, and you'll wake up the next morning and feel like some part or parts of your life have changed, other things will slow down or take a break or stop. Some things will take care of themselves. It's important to understand where the energy of 2012 is pulling you to, what you're attracting and where you are attracted. Where is the pull? Those things that are struggle are things that either it's not the right time to work on them or it's not the right thing at that particular time. So if things seem at a standstill, you may want to wait till they open up again. And since manifestation is one of the treasures of 2012, just keep in your mind that things will happen for the highest good. Trust that. Believe that. And the thing that you're concerned or worried about, put it in the hands of Source or your higher self turn it over to the divine. And trust that it will be taken care of, or you will be guided what to do when the time is right. With this treasure of stillness, it is important, with all the activity going on and the hurry and the flurry, to take some downtime. Make sure you get enough time for rest to process all the change that is happening and to preserve your state of peace. The fifth treasure of 2012 is uncertainty. Five is also the vibration of uncertainty. Things can be up in the air this year. You may not know exactly how things are going to turn out or what's going to happen. The higher reason for this is to keep your mind at bay, as well as your inner planner, the part of you that wants to plan everything out in detail, while your highest self and God co-create the dreams of your heart. This allows this higher power to create in your life things that may have been difficult for you to imagine, or even better than you could imagine. So trust that there is a gift in this uncertainty. And the uncertainty contributes to the detachment, which can help the energy to flow in your life. So I did enjoy telling you about the five treasures of 2012. And it is important to remember to also have some fun this year, as three is the vibration of five, fun and play, and five is the vibration of the five senses and adventure. So you can really take in life in technicolor with the five senses, at the same time being aware not to overdo it. As you do have more fun and allow your vibration to go up, this will help assist you in attracting what your heart desires. I hope you have a magical year. And please do not hesitate to contact me for more information about my services or working together over the phone. You can visit me at my website, www.celestialvibrations.com, or call toll-free 877-686-3765, or call 734-327-8423.